The recording and interpretation will now officially start. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the At-Large Subcommittee on Outreach and Engagement on Tuesday, the 17th of January at 1400 UTC. On the English channel, we have Devanand Tillitsingh, Maureen Hilliard, Wolf Ludwig, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Daniel Ngaka, Tijani Benjema, Ali Al-Meshal, Glenn McKnight, Andrei Kolesnikov, Isaac Marcosa. On the Spanish channel, we have Harold Arcos. On the French channel, we have Abdeljalil Bachar Bong. Apologies noted from Javier Rua Jovet. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Evan Erdodu, Deborah Escleras, Adam Peake, and myself, Gisela Gruber. I hope I haven't left anyone off the roll call. If I have, please do speak up. Our interpreters today are Veronica and David on the Spanish channel, and Isabel and Camilla on the French channel. If I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes, and also to allow the interpreters to identify you on the other language channel. Thank you very much, and over to you, Dev.
Thank you very much, and a very good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone.
Okay. Dev, if you don't mind, just ask for an audio test. This is an audio test for Tijani. That's all. Go ahead.
Okay. Thanks, Tijani. This is Dave. And yes, I heard you well. I hope the interpreters also heard you well. I'm sure they'll let us know. And a very good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone, and welcome to everyone. And I guess a welcome to the at-large staff member, Evan. I'll probably learn how to pronounce your surname properly. And we have a packed agenda. So we will be looking at the community onboarding project that myself, Baran, and Isaac have been working on. And I just wanted to get a follow-up on the Atlas II recommendation and the outreach budget request for realtors to access funds for local outreach, and just try to get an update from staff as to what is happening regarding that budget request which was submitted and approved for FY17. And also afterwards, after that, we'll be looking at after that, I just wanted to just look through the at-large outreach with the NextGen fellows, the presentation that we've been done for in the ICANN Finland meeting and now in Hyderabad. I would just like to get some feedback as to what can be improved with it. And I see Deborah Escalera is on the call. Maybe she also has some feedback from the NextGen as to, you know, if there are other things that need to be improved or removed or added, or, you know, what can be done to improve our conversations with the NextGen. And, of course, any other business. And perhaps we might get an update from Glenn as to the budget proposal that was being submitted last week. So hopefully we'll get the chance to just come back to that and get an update from Glenn on that. Okay, so the community onboarding presentation. So this is a part of a project.
Olivier,
this is, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks very much, Dave. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking, and sorry for jumping in like this. Could I have a few minutes at the end of the call and any other business to address, or just to let you know where we are when it comes down to outreach and engagement at the next ICANN meeting in Copenhagen?
Indeed. This is Dave, certainly.
All right, thanks.
Okay. Great. So this is Dave again. So thank you. This is the at-large onboarding project, and this is part of the project that's under the DPRD, which is seeking to create an onboarding documentation approach for all the ACs and SOs. So myself and Isaac Maposa and Baran Gillian, who was unable to be on this call today, She sends her apologies. Have been working on how do we try to have people introduced to ICANN at large. So I would like to now turn the floor over to Isaac Maposa, who is to take us through this presentation. Isaac? This is Dave. Is Isaac on the phone bridge or the AC room?
Isaac seems to have dropped.
It looks like he's dropped. Oh, there. Okay. Okay, well, in this case, I could try to just run through... Isaac, this is Dave, and we can't hear you. Oh, there. Well, in the interim, perhaps while we try to sort out Isaac Maposa, I wonder what's the best thing to do. Well, let's see. Isaac, I could hear you, but very, very faintly. Can you speak a little bit? You know, can you bring yourself a little bit closer to the microphone?
Okay. Hello? Can you hear me now?
This is Dave. I certainly hope the interpreters can hear you.
Okay. Hi, this is Isaac Maposa for the record. We'll be talking about the community onboarding program. I think Dave gave just an overview about the community onboarding program. It started in Marrakesh, ICANN 55. Then we convened in Helsinki. Then we convened in Hyderabad. I'm working on it. Hello?
Hi, Isaac. This is Dave. We can hear you, but I have to admit it is quite faint. So,
Dev, sorry, Gisela here.
Go ahead, Gisela.
Isaac. Hello.
Sorry, Isaac. We are struggling to hear you. If you can, you please make sure that you speak up, or otherwise send me a contact number for us to call you. Thank you. This is Gisela speaking.
Okay, let me...
Okay, well, this is Dave. While Isaac gets sorted out, perhaps we could just pause the presentation and let me jump ahead to the next agenda item and then come back to agenda item number 3. Okay? So this is regarding the Atlas II recommendation, and this was a budget request that was sent by the Outreach and Engagement Subcommittee for railroads to have access to funds for local outreach. The idea being is that while we have programs like CROP, which is good for travel to countries for outreach events, there was really a lack of funding available for local outreach. Like if you were had to go to within your country to take a train or a long car drive or whatever, or to print some local materials to do local outreach within your country. And this is what the budget request for railroads to access that funding was trying to address. At the Hyderabad meeting, it was impressed upon by the GSC. Sorry, let me just update us. So what happened? The budget request was approved an amount of money assigned to the GSC from each region. So at the Hyderabad meeting, though, it was not very clear as to how the process would work. And it was strongly impressed upon when we met with the GSC in Hyderabad to have some sort of local form developed to so that it's much more, so that it's a much more clearer process. So I just wanted to get an update from staff as to whether this form has been completed, because I've not yet seen any form circulated in this regard. So can staff give an update on this? Now, if persons are aware of a form, then perhaps we need to just find a link to this, take the floor and just explain what has happened.
Isaac Mapo.
David Cheryl here. Yeah, about staff, but I'm getting plenty of an update from Glenn. It seems to at least function within Narawa, so it exists and it's being used. I'd call that an update.
Okay. So, Glenn, could you just quickly just give an update onto this as to what, where this form is located?
Hi, it's Glenn for the transcript record. I have a digital copy, MS Word copy, that Heidi sent around. I'm not sure. We talk about it every month at our Norello call, emphasizing not only the it's the social our discussion on crop reports and outstanding reports on crops, but in addition to this is a new feature, and it's taking a while for people to understand what we can use the funds for or not. And I just tasted a second ago what are some of the criteria. So, for example, we requested, we're doing an general assembly at Erin, but we'll have a special table at the Erin event. Erin is our North American RIR in April, and each of us will be responsible at that table. We have buttons, Norella buttons as well. So we will be infiltrating the Erin event, but we hope to, we have a new mail card as well, and a digital PDF version, clickable PDF version of our brochure. So we requested some funds for a banner to be placed at our table. Secondly, Tom and Jolly also were looking at some support for two local events that they're doing as well. I haven't seen their proposals yet, but they go to the GSE, and our GSE is Chris Mondini, and we'll see how that, so it's we're just sort of testing the waters on how quickly the process works, but at least we have a form and a process to go through. That's it.
Okay.
For me, Chris. Back to you.
Thanks, Glenn, and see Heidi has her hand raised. Heidi, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, everyone, and sorry for the slight delay in getting to here. So I wanted to let you know that the portal for the GSC funds has been placed on all of the RALO's portals. You'll see I put the example, the link for the URALO portal. There is now a box for outreach and engagement activities with all the key documents. This has been placed on all of the RALO's except NARALO, because they are handling their own portal, it looks like. But we're happy to put it up there as well. So you take a look and you'll see that the for example, for URALO, it'll say URALO Outreach Strategic Plan. That, again, that was the one that was approved by their regional VP. Then there is the RALO request for outreach support per board special request allocation. That's the template itself. So that is currently a living document. And you'll see that it says, the request must be sent in at least 3 weeks prior to the event that you're talking about. Now, that's the current time. If we realize as we go along that it might take a little bit more time or even less time, then we'll adjust it as is. And then the next item would be an outreach calendar and then the brochure that you have in your RALO. So let us know if that is if there are any updates needed on that. Thank you.
Thanks, Heidi, and thanks for this. Okay, so the form is uploaded to the to the on each of the relu's wiki pages. So just to confirm, so what the process is that for them to download the form, fill it out, and then send it to Ike and staff, I guess also CCing the general GSC person? Is that the process?
So I would think, and this is what Glenn did, is that he wrote, sent it directly to his regional VP, CCing at-large staff. Or you can CC Sylvia and myself on that. Okay, but
okay.
I see here on the, so that's, yes. And then you put the amount in U.S. dollars in that you're requesting, the date, time frame, deadline for request, and then a description. There's a category, the section of what kind of activity, sponsorship, catering, equipment, services, and other, and then who and how the payment shall be made.
Okay. So, all right. So, and I think it's important to really make sure that all the ELSs are aware so that, I think, because I have to admit, as an ELS, sometimes I think maybe I want to do an outreach event, but then, it's such a hassle to do it. I have to take money out of my own pocket. So I think it's really important, as Glenn is pointing out in the chat, it's important to ensure that all the relos are aware of this now. Because I certainly wasn't aware of it in Lacrallo. And we just had a call yesterday about it. So it's probably something that we need to perhaps do a general message to all the realists and to ensure that, well, the process is now available. There's now the form. And, give the link to the form and the procedure for an ELS to request it. Okay. So I think that's Cheryl, and I see Glenn. Cheryl, go ahead.
Thanks very much, Cheryl, and for the record. Glenn said something else that I think is critical here, and listening to Heidi's briefing, and thanks for that, Heidi, appears to be missing in the methodology. If I was to extrapolate myself into concerns of regional leadership, if it's coming straight from ALSs, there'd be very little ability for other ALSs within the region and indeed the regional leadership to know how much of the 2,000 allocation is being used, underutilised, overutilised by one or perhaps even only one ALS. It might be only one ALS needs it and that's okay. But I do think we need to encourage some sort of, as Glenn has described, a specific RALO, I hesitate to call it management, but action on all of this. So without things getting unduly complicated and obviously keeping it as minimalistic as possible, because Glenn also noted it was a short form, I think somehow in our advice we should encourage not only the RALOs to make it clear that this is available directly for the ALSs, etc., but to also have a process whereby, at the very least, it's copied to their leadership as at the request stage. It may be wise, in my view, to have a very quick, and it should be able to be quick, agreement / sign-off or whatever from RALO leadership as part of the final processing as well. Now, in some RALOs, the regional hub works very, very closely with the leadership, and this may be seamless and, within minutes of things happening. And they may be automatically copying, but I think we do need to strive for some uniformity here, and most importantly, we need to make sure that, 1,997 of these US dollars hasn't been used by one ALS without even the regional leadership knowing. Thank you.
Thanks, Cheryl, and I think I agree. I think that obviously the regional leadership needs to be involved in this as just like cooperate in a sense. So Glenn, and I do want to move on from this agenda item. So Glenn, go ahead.
Quite quickly, Glenn, for the record, I think Cheryl fully understands what safeguards we have to put in place. And just like the crop program, we don't want a situation where it's underutilized or it's overutilized only by a few people. In Norella, we emphasize in our crop situation that anyone who has taken a trip before can't take one this year, and we're down to just one left. But again, you got to tell people so many times that a trip is still available because of timelines. People, you know, time slips away, and before you know it, you may lose that. And it's so important for us to make sure that this program works, that it's fair, that it's actually going through the right stuff. And so, for example, Tom and Jolly were going to submit a budget submission. And in reality, talking to them, it was really outreach and engagement, and it was a small amount of money for local events. So they would have been rejected if they went through the FY18. And really, the emphasis there is not to depend on ICANN for all the money for their event. It's a little bit of money to help offset some costs, but it's meant for you to encourage you as a ALS to go out and find matching funding or find, you know, in-kind locations and stuff. It's important for each of the railroads to emphasize this again and again to its membership that this is available. And if we end up not using it, it's going to be gone. So I just want to emphasize that it's important to realize it's there and use it wisely.
Okay. Thanks, Glenn. And, okay. So I do think that, this is Dave again, sorry. So it's good that some progress has been made regarding this, that the form is now available. I do hear what Cheryl is saying, that, you know, we need to make sure that, and what Glenn is saying, and Heidi, that yes, okay, the railroad leadership has to be involved. But I think we probably do need to have a sort of perhaps just need to just go to a wiki page rather than just the Word file for them to fill out. Just a separate page, just to say quickly what the steps are, process steps are, and maybe a style of dashboard or reporting to see how the requests were handled, and report. And so for transparency purposes, how it's being used. So perhaps we can work with staff. I'll volunteer to work with staff on that. I see Heidi and Glenn. Heidi?
Yes, thank you, Dev. Just a point on the issue of who, you know, should there be an overall coordinator. The form it says that the note should be sent from the designated RALO coordinator. So does that mean that is the RALO chair? And if so, that means that all requests need to be approved by the RALO chair? That's my understanding, but you might want to agree that is also your understanding as well. Thank you.
Thanks. This is Dave. Well, I would assume the RALO coordinator would be a secretariat, because in theory the secretariat is the one that coordinates the information flow within the RALO. So I think obviously we need to get some clarity when we write down the steps, the process steps on this. So I do see two more hands, but I really want to move on to the other items in the agenda. Is this really can you put your comments in the chat, or is it very short interventions?
Very short for me.
Okay, Tijani, since you haven't spoken, it's a short, go ahead and keep it short.
Okay, thank you. The funds are for the RALOs. They are not for ALS, each ALS. It's for the RALO, but it is for the use of the ALSs. So the request should go through the RALO leadership. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Okay. All right. So, Glenn, you really want to say something, or is this for Oland? Going once. Okay, yeah. This is Dave, Glenn. I'm going to assume that's it is a whole hand. Thank you. Okay, so let's note that as an agenda item too. Let's work with staff to create a wiki page outlining the steps and to bring a little bit more clarity to the process. Okay? And then we can then circulate it to all the reloads afterwards once the page is up. Okay. So now that we've done completely this, let's now go back to our agenda item number 3, which is the community onboarding. I believe Isaac is on the call, back on the call, and hopefully all the you're able to hear him properly. Isaac, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I'm there. Hello, can you hear me now?
Oh yes, much better. This
Hello,
is
yes,
now.
I'm there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Okay, this is Isaac Maposa for the record. Okay, can I go in?
This is Dave. Isaac, yes, you can go ahead.
Okay, good. This is Isaac Maposa for the record. We'll be talking about the community onboarding program, which started ICANN 55 in Marrakesh. We convened in Helsinki and Hyderabad. We're working on this, myself and Berani. When we started in Marrakesh, we were under the mentorship of Sheriu, myself and Berani. Then now we are under the mentorship of Dave. So basically, what's the community onboarding program? It's a program that aims to ease the assimilation of new community members into the community and empower these members to actively participate within the community. That's what the community onboarding program aims to do. We do understand that people who come into ICANN come from different from different ways and from different backgrounds with different level of knowledge. So the community onboarding programs program aims to cater for everyone, regardless of where you are coming from, so that it will be easy for someone to join the community and to actively participate within the community. I have also posted the link to the wiki page on what we have been working on. I've just posted it on the group chat. You can also view that and also leave some comments on the wiki as well. Then for the community onboarding program, we have broken it down into some steps, into four major steps, which are promoting, understanding, joining, and engaging. We have broken it into steps so that, like, when someone comes into the community, we are looking for, when a person joins the community, the first stage is up to the stage where someone can engage and assume some responsibility or some roles within ICANN. So the promoting aspect, we're looking at who are our target participants for our community? Who are we aiming to? Who are we aiming at for them to join our community? So basically, what are our target participants for the at-large community? How can each participant get involved within the community? So basically, we are looking at the academics, professional societies, research organizations, so, community
networks. I think this is Dave. So Isaac, this is Dave.
Yes,
I think we have no glitch. Hi, this is Dave. We're having, unfortunately, a technical glitch or something regarding the presentation. So now, it's apparently now uploaded. So.
Okay. Yeah, I can see now.
So. Okay. Good. So, I think we just want to just go back to the four stages, and then just continue from there. So the next slide.
Oh, okay.
Or perhaps I could be.
Okay.
Or perhaps I could be made a presenter. Thank you. Okay. Lovely. Okay. Good.
Okay. So.
Okay. So go ahead.
All the stages. The first stage we have promoting at large. At promoting at large, what we are looking at is we are looking at who are our target participants. Who are the people that can be part of the at-large community? And also, how can we reach out to those people? what are the means or what are the mechanisms that we can use to reach out to those people that can be part of the at-large community? So that's basically what we'll be looking at on the stage of promoting at-large. Then we move on to the next stage, which is understanding at-large. So at understanding at-large, once one becomes interested with the at-large community, we're looking at, the person needs to understand what the at-large community is all about, what are the activities that are entailed within the at-large community, and how is the at-large community organized, what's the organizational structure. So at understanding at-large, we basically need to make, to help people understand what at-large is all about. What does it do? For example, policy development. What does at-large do? Policy advice development, policy development, and organization building. So someone needs to understand what at-large does. On understanding, we also have some tools that actually help someone to understand better about the at-large community. Like we have our website, which is quite informative about the at-large community, which also drills down into the administrative structure of ALAC, administrative structure of the RALOs, and who can join at-large. We also have some e-books and beginner's guides. We also have the I Can Learn website, where someone can actually take a course about the at-large community. We also have the YouTube channel, which we do plan to actually utilize a lot. Then we move to the next stage, which is joining at large, where we are looking at how does one join at large as an organization, as an individual. How do one come part of the at large community? If we move on the slide, so here we can see that an organization can be part of at large through becoming an at large structure. If one registers the organization to become an ALS, automatically the members of that organization can be part of the at-large community. And we have a number of RALOs that accept individual memberships, like the AP RALO, the NARALO, and URALO. I believe the AFRALO is also working on a similar arrangement as well. Then we look at, like, if someone wants to join at large, to engage within at large, what is required for someone to engage at, within the at large? So we see that there are a number of activities that are carried out within at large, and these activities are announced on our mailing list. They are also, one can actually get to notice these activities through calendar and through the social media, where one can actually see what's happening within the at large and can actually be part of the activities that will be taking place. And also we find that there are RALO calls and ALAC calls that are held on a monthly basis, where someone can be part of the calls. And also one can actually join the at-large working groups, which where one can actually participate and engage within the at-large community. Okay, I can see Glenn seems to have posted something about an affiliated membership. Okay, probably look at the questions later after the presentation so that we can actually do it in a short period because of our time. So also we noticed that there are a number of ways, there are some collaboration tools that people can use to participate within the activities that are carried out within the ETLAS community, where we'll be looking at tools like the Adobe Connect, the Adigo, or the calendar, where someone can actually see the activities that are taking place within ETLAS and actually integrate the calendar to his maybe Google Calendar or whichever calendar is using, so that he can get notified about the activities that will be taking place. We also have some Skype groups, instant messaging, where we use Skype currently is the most used. Then we also have the wiki, where one can actually see what's going on. So besides these online activities that are carried out, someone also have to know that there are also face-to-face meetings that do take place within a calendar year, three meetings in each calendar year, the three public meetings that take place. So actually, someone has known that you can join these public meetings through fellowship and through NextGen if one is an academic and is under the age of 30. You can be part of the NextGen. Like currently, the Johannesburg NextGen program is opened up where one can apply with the fellowship program as well. Then when one is actively engaged within the ETLAS community through the ETLAS working groups, through different avenues of engagement, one can actually be part of, can further engage by maybe assuming some roles within the ETLAS community. Like you can assume some roles within the ETLAS working groups. You can be part of the leadership. You can join the like currently there are some openings where one can actually be part of. So one can actually further engage within the ETLAS community by assuming some leadership roles within the ETLAS community. I think that is all for now. We welcome some questions and some contributions. Please feel free to also visit the wiki page, which I send the link on the chat, and put in some comments. Send also some contributions on the mailing list, so that we can actually help build the community onboarding program. So basically, this is all about the community onboarding program. We are aiming at trying to help people engage more within the ETLAS community by giving them the right tools, the right knowledge, so that they can actively participate within the community. So we welcome some questions, and I can see there is Heidi Tijani. I think, Dave, you can manage the queue for...
Yeah, certainly. This is Dave. Thanks, Isaac, for that and getting through the technical hiccup earlier. So just to also elaborate before I go to the floor to the questions, the at-large community onboarding page, as Isaac mentioned, it goes into a little bit more detail as what the approach is trying to do. So, for example, if you look at the promoting ICANN at large, you know, we try to put a rationale as to why, you know, why should you be involved in at large? Who are the people that could be involved? And, you know, and if so, you might want to take a look at that, the promoting at large page, just to see how we're trying to approach and try to make this as attempt to try to make this as a kind of way to get people in more involved, and they could join in at any point in the journey as they be, you know, as outlined in the four stages, promoting ICANN at large. Then you learn to understand what at large is, and then you can join, and then you can engage. So all right. So now that I've pointed that out, I see two hands raised. Tijani and then Heidi. Tijani.
Okay, if Heidi wants to intervene before, I don't have any problem.
Tijani, you were first. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Dev. Tijani speaking. So I am one of the most supportive of this kind of effort of training, mentoring, onboarding, etc. I find it one of the best efforts that we can do for Atlas. I was about to be the mentor of Isaac and Beran. This is to tell you how I am excited about it and how I support it. But my Ralo was really, concerned about the way the program was made, how the mentees were selected, how the mentors were selected, how it can be a community program with no information to the community. It started in Marrakesh, and we didn't know about it. We knew about it accidentally. And this is something that is not acceptable at all. I know it is a pilot program, but even a pilot program should be done with the community. It is a bottom-up organization, and we need to do it like this. To be positive, I hope that in the future, everything will be clear and announced to the community. The community should know and should participate in this kind of program. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Tijani, for those comments. Heidi?
Yes, thank you, Dave. And just on Tijani's point, yes, Tijani, thank you for those comments. I know, I recall that you raised them to Sally and Ergus in Hyderabad, and I have been in touch with them about that. So I expect to be speaking to them more about that in the next week or so. Again, just on the comments of this excellent presentation, thank you very much, Isaac and Baran, for putting this together. Just to let you know that At Large put in place a new ALS onboarding program about, 18 months ago, and it would be nice to add that to it as well. That basically consists of two calls with new ALSs. Again, this is when we have a critical mass of new ALSs. So we bring them on to invite them to two calls, one just with staff, so we can introduce ourselves and they introduce themselves. We talk a little bit about our services, et cetera. The next call is with the RALO and ALAC chairs, again, allowing them to introduce each other and some of the programs going on their RALOs. And then there's also a new ALS helpline that we subscribe all new ALS representatives to for about 3 months. And then we also send out a series of emails. So just, you know, maybe that can be incorporated into this presentation. The other point is that the, you know, AP RALO has an amazing mentorship program that they are doing for their upcoming leaders, and that's something that might be useful to add to this as well. It might be also useful for at-large to have, or the RALOs to have, a welcome team organized, so when new individuals or ALSs join, that there's a team that welcomes them and you know, brings them along as they move forward. And then my third question is just, what are the plans for dissemination of this onboarding or this welcome presentation? Will there be an ICANN Learn, for example, this online learning platform? Will it be, you know, put into a document and translated? Will there be a webinar on this? So, I mean, I really would like to see this promoted, and just wondering how you wish to do that. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Heidi. This is Dave. Just to try to answer the questions briefly, I think I realized, and that's why I wanted to bring this to the attention through the Outreach and Engagement Subcommittee, because I realized this was happening in different silos, and so this is an attempt to kind of try to unify the conversation, so to speak, onto this. So, and I think in terms of the approach for doing this, well, if the wiki pages has a more detailed approach as to, I mean, this is more documenting the approach, but then it's the actual material itself as to how we are actually making the explanation, how we are making the case for at-large as to why you should join and who can join and so forth. So it's, I would say the next step is for us to refine our core message and then look to translate that. Possibly I can learn, although we still haven't had an opportunity to have a chance to get involved into how I can learn works, or to do it in terms of slides. Maybe it can be made as part of a YouTube video. You know, the floor is open, but we just need to work on our, do we have consensus on our message for at large as to who we are, what we are, this is what we do, how we do it. So that's really, I would say, is our key focus, at least in the interim, rather than looking to put things in. And then once we've consolidated our message, then, you know, look to see how it can be delivered. Jani, I see a quick hand. Yep, go ahead.
Yes. Thank you very much, Dev. I fully support your proposal to make every outreach and engagement action go through the subcommittee, because we are duplicating efforts. I think that the efforts of the RALU should go through the subcommittee. We don't have to do the same thing for each RALU. There is a subcommittee that can do that for all the RALUs, so it is better. We are saving time and money to do it like this. It is the same for everything. For capacity building, it is exactly the same. So I do support your proposal. Thank you.
Thank you. Going back quickly to what Heidi was saying, as the approach that you do when newcomers join the ALS, whether as individuals or as an ALS or whatever, they outline several steps. Perhaps the steps can be outlined somewhere, Heidi. Is this documented on a wiki somewhere? Perhaps, if not, perhaps it can, and therefore we can then perhaps suggest some ideas about it. Hearing what you said, I can think of some ideas that perhaps you can improve on it. But perhaps first thing to do is document what we're doing now. Let's have that, and then we can all comment on it and then make our suggestions in time for next call, future call. Okay? Lovely. Okay. Okay, so again, to take a look at the wiki page and make some comments as to the messaging for the onboarding approach. Okay, so I know we have 10 minutes, so let's just jump ahead to the next agenda item, and that is our outreach to next-gen students. We've done two presentations, and I'm not going to go through the entire presentation at this point because we don't have the time for it, but it's linked in our agenda page. So if the presentation can be just uploaded and unsynced, for everybody to just scroll through. I've thought that actually the presentation that went in Hyderabad went very well, and I just want to get some feedback as to from those that were in the room and perhaps from staff. You know, was it useful? Are there aspects that we need to change in our approach? So I just wanted to get some initial feedback on this. The floor is open. And I'm seeing people chat, typing. Oh, Deborah has raised her hand. Thank you. Deborah, go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Deborah, this is Dave. We can hear you very well. Go ahead.
So I thought that the presentation was very well given and very well received. The next gen did enjoy it. The only thing is, in terms of us being able to attend this type of presentation at every meeting, it's very difficult to commit to that because, of course, if other groups start to ask for the same thing, then the next gen will be completely overwhelmed and not able to attend and have freedom to attend their other sessions of their choice. So I would suggest perhaps maybe we could do this during a post or pre-meeting webinar rather than, because I would like them to attend a regular ALEC session so it's more organic, so they're able to experience that to see how an actual session works. But in terms of the presentation, I thought it was fabulous. I thought it was very well received and very well given, and it was a good experience for them.
Okay. Thanks for that, Deborah. So this is Dave. So the question is then, is it that the next gen, there's a sort of pre-meeting webinars and so forth that they attend, and maybe then this presentation could be done for them? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, absolutely. We do pre-meeting. Every week they receive emails. We do, sometimes we'll do a webinar. They're on the ICANN Learn site. So there's a six-week prep prior to each meeting for the next gen. And so this would work right into it. And then that way when they're at the meeting, they could attend a regular ALEC session to see, you know, a more organic working session. And I think that would be more beneficial to them.
Okay. I think this sounds like a doable approach, Deborah. I mean, we could probably do the pre-meeting. And as I say, we can look at incorporating some of these things in the ICANN Learn module and then perhaps have a, you know, I think perhaps a Q&A session like before our regular ALAC meeting, if there were any questions they wanted to raise. Because I was very impressed with the level of questioning in the next-gen. Very astute was my thinking when I was doing the session. Any other thoughts or comments? Just looking through the chat here. Yep, I see, well, generally supportive of the idea of a pre-meeting webinar. Any other, anybody want to speak to it? Anything else to add to this?
Going once.
Sorry, Cheryl, here, I'm having trouble raising my hand. It'll probably go up now I'm speaking. There we go.
Go ahead.
Typical. Thank you, Deb. Cheryl Langdonell for the record. Deborah, I'm absolutely supportive of your suggestions, and I think it would behoove this group to make sure that material can be perhaps updated and tweaked for pre-meeting use to be meeting specific, and perhaps key in on a couple of the ALAC meetings that are being scheduled that might be more rewarding and useful for next gen to hopefully en masse attend. And for our efforts within ALAC and at large, I think if we can try and narrow down to a couple of key opportunities where we would be welcoming our next gen friends to come and watch us play, we could then also ensure that there is sufficient time on the agenda to pull out from the often overpacked agendas that we run in these face-to-face meetings, and let's make sure that we do some specific engagement, ensuring Q&A and that sort of thing. I think that'll be a much more dynamic and welcoming approach. So it's sort of a combination of pre-work, making sure it is updated, modified and specific to the meeting coming up, and perhaps identifying a couple of key times where the come and play in our backyard invitation will be more rewarding, and we'll make sure that we have the time in the agenda to recognise that and act accordingly. At least that's the way I'd do it if I was Queen, last time I checked, however, I'm not.
Okay. This is Dave. Thanks, Cheryl. I think the challenge, I think, is always the when how is to have enough preparation to have a good schedule to identify the key possible meetings, ELAC meetings, that we will want the next gen to interact with. But I do take your point on that. Deborah, you have a final comment?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great idea. I think doing, you know, the pre-meeting prep and then identifying sessions that you'd like them to attend would be the absolute perfect way to go.
Okay. Okay. Thanks for that, Deborah. Okay, so so we have some ideas here as how to, we want to make this approach here. So we'll try to document this for further work by the Outreach and Engagement Subcommittee on this. So thanks for that, and thanks, Deborah, for your valuable comments. All right. Okay, so our next agenda item is, well, I think it was more any other business, if I do recall, and which is good because we almost at the top of the hour. Just acknowledge Glenn McKnight on the last call. We looked at the proposal from the Outreach and Engagement Subcommittee for having a more sustained awareness approach at the IGF. It was sent to Heidi. Heidi made comments, and members of the Outreach and Engagement Subcommittee also made some comments. So thanks for Glenn for really taking the pen on this and making this happen. So and getting the proposal submitted to the Finance and Budget Subcommittee. So I think Olivier does have some time to quickly give us an update on what's happening at the Outreach for Copenhagen. Olivier.
Thank you very much, Dave. Olivier Capanablon speaking. So, and one of the recent calls, I started speaking about many of the activities that we were planning to do in Copenhagen, focusing specifically on the outreach. The last action item I had was to get in touch with the NCUC, who do have usually very good outreach at these meetings, and to see if we could do something together. I ended up speaking to Farzan Ebadi, who is the chair of NCUC, and Tatiana Tropina, who is the person in charge of outreach for NCUC. We've got, they have filed a request for a room on the day one afternoon, which is, day one is the day which is marked as being the day for outreach. And I'm hoping that we, as in Uralo and at large, would be able to use the full day for various activities, capacity building and outreach. The outreach component part, there are two things. First, there would be this proposed joint session of NCUC and Uralo. And I'm saying NCUC and Uralo because obviously the NCUC is a constituency of the GNSO. Uralo is a component regional at large organization of the ALAC, so it's about the same sort of level for the two to collaborate, and we would have that going on in that afternoon of day one. There are also discussions that I've had with Jean-Jacques Sahel, the regional vice president for Europe, in order to have two things. There could be a pre-event event that might take place a month before the ICANN meeting takes place. This is yet to be determined and confirmed, as the local hosts have to be involved. As well, there was talk of a day zero event, but now this has been pushed back because a lot of people are only arriving on that day, so they wouldn't be able to attend in person. In addition to this, many of the so-called experts in ICANN are busy with the cross-community working group on ICANN accountability workstream 2, which has selected day zero as the day for them to do all their work, so they wouldn't be available for anything on day zero. But there would be, there might be, and again, this requires the local host to work on this, and they're supposed to come back to us. There might be a visit to a local university. It's all being studied at the moment and envisaged, but at present no firm plans. When it comes down to the collaboration with MCUC, there is a Google Doc that we've put up with a small group of people, including the co-chairs of the Outreach and Engagement Working Group, to come up with some kind of a framework, and then we'll present that over to the wider working group, I hope, within the next week. That's all. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Olivier. Thanks for that succinct summary. Any very quick comments or questions? Questions? Going once. Going twice. Okay. And thanks. And yes. And so I believe, like I said, as Olivia said, I think the document should be circulated hopefully by next week with the wider outreach and engagement subcommittee. All right. Okay. I think we could. Since it's now the 2 minutes are past the top of the hour, I'd like to thank everyone for attending this call. It's been very informative. Thanks to the presenters and the feedback received on all of our outreach and engagement activities. And I will see you on the next outreach and engagement call and, of course, on the mailing list. So thank you all again. Thanks to the interpreters. This call is now adjourned. Have a wonderful afternoon, morning, evening, night.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. The call has been adjourned, and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining today's call.